It's time to take a break with Jean and Mary. Every weekday at noon, Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org. Email us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook on our Be Unique radio page for your chance to win a free gift every week. That's BUNEKE.org.
Warning. Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. Hi, Gene.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Happy day.
Happy day. Every day's a happy day. And every noon is a happy noon when people get to stop and take a break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah. Glad you joined us, everybody.
60 people at least are listening to us, because it's got to be at least one in each of the 60 countries
Nice.
That are following us.
Nice.
Yeah. So today I've got a really cool word. Mm-hmm. The word of the day is aphorism. A-P-H-O-R-I-S-M.
Wow. Okay.
Do you know what it means?
No, I don't. I really enjoy learning new words I never heard of.
I love that Barb helps us find the new word of the day, mm-hmm. and she does the research and gets these great, you know, we give her the topics and she comes up with the meat of the
goodies.
Yeah, she gives us the facts and the fun and the trivia. It's so much fun working with her and with you and with everybody at Be Unique.
Nice mixture.
It is. We're a bunch of cool cats and kitties. Aphorism is a concise statement of a principle. It's a terse formulation of a truth or a sentiment. It's an ingeniously terse style of expression. These are dazzling chapters packed with perfectly chosen anecdotes and pithy with aphorism, was a quote from John Keegan.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, yeah, adages. Is. We all have adages. We've heard them. We know them for sure.
You and I have talked about adages since we met, I think.
Yeah. I remember one time it occurred to me, I studied history most of my life, and it occurred to me one day, not that long ago, that like, my goodness, every single old saying you can think about humans is true.
Yeah.
Everything you've ever heard of is true. So the old adages are real.
And that goes back to this research that Barb did, because she said that adages are a memorable saying. Sometimes they're metaphors that typically embody a common observation. So that's exactly what you just said, but in other words. Uh-huh. And I know you and I've often said this, a stitch in time saves nine.
Yes, definitely. I am a good crisis manager, but boy, I'll tell you what, I'm so much better after I have had the chance to have some planning and foresight to try to take care of anything I could envision. You know,
exactly. And basically what that means is if you solve a problem quickly, you mm-hmm. save time by not letting it become a bigger problem.
Right.
And about planning, I have to share a little tattletale here right now. Uh-huh. Barb is not a, she is a planner. She's a very deep planner. She's not a spontaneous person. Mm-hmm. And she's often told me that she admires how spontaneous I can be. Uh-huh. And anybody who has been on Be Unique website, beunique.org, and especially if you've gone to our blog and you've seen anything that I've written, you know, I'm very spontaneous. Just look at my hair.
Yeah.
Go to Facebook and find me. And
suddenly.
Yes. My hair color changes probably more than some people change their underwear. But
oh no.
I tell you what, I can throw a color on there in a heartbeat and don't even think twice about it. And Barb not being spontaneous thinks that's a quality that she would like to possess. So I recently told her that I was in the process of doing yard work on a daily basis. And anytime after 3:30, I will probably be in my yard in the afternoons. I just have blocked that time off of my calendar. That's my time to go do yard work. And I said, so if you'd like to plan a little spontaneity, come over and visit me in the afternoon. You don't have to work with me. Just come and visit while I'm working. She hasn't made it over yet, but she thought that was so funny that I was, and I said, don't tell your husband, just let him think that you're going out for a walk or you're going to just jot over to my house to see me. I said, this way you can plan your spontaneity.
Plan your spontaneity. Yeah. That's good.
So any other adages you can think of right now off the top of your head?
Well, what about curiosity killed the cat?
Oh, well, you know, my mom used to say satisfaction brings him back.
Really? I guess so.
Curiosity killed the cat. Satisfaction brings him back. And I guess that just boils down to you need to be careful what, you know, where you're looking. Too much curiosity can get you in trouble.
Well, true. And cats tend to be like extraordinarily curious. So
yes.
Again, with the observation, I guess.
Well, my cat has developed a new curious habit. If anybody goes to the bathroom, he follows us before we can even shut the door. And then he jumps into the bathtub to wait and see. I don't know what he's waiting for, but he watches us. And the cat's almost 18 years old. He's never done that before.
Maybe he just thought, wow. Or maybe one of the other cats told him about it. He heard somebody hollering about it out around.
He may have. Yeah. I don't know.
Because all the two cats I had, they were like that. Definitely. Especially the big orange Tom. Boy, he'd be right in there any chance he got.
Mm-hmm. And my cat cannot stand a closed door. There's got to be something exciting on the other side. It doesn't matter which side of the door he's on. He wants the door open so there's not that curiosity happening. Speaking of cat leads me to an idea about birds. Uh-huh. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That's true. And it says a lot about human aspiration.
You want to dig into that deeper?
Well, I mean, you have one. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Well, if you're hungry and you have one in your hand, don't be going and chasing after two, because you might end up losing the one for the two you're going to miss, because then you don't have any birds.
I know a couple of men that applies to with women.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you go out and the opposite is true, if you go ahead and just go ahead and go for the two, you have a chance you could get the two.
Right.
Not as good a chance, but no. So it depends on how hungry you are now, I guess.
Whether and it may not be hungry for food necessarily, but, you know, it's having something, maybe a lesser quantity. Having one car in your garage might be better than having two cars in the showroom. But you take the chance of losing one in order to get something else that seems more desirable.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. More, more, more.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. And that's our culture. What about the goose that lays the golden egg? We talked about that golden goose a couple of days ago when we were talking about Mother Goose.
Right. But I guess the goose could be a metaphor for, you know, whatever it is.
Well, you don't want to destroy something that's making money, whether it's a goose with golden egg or a job that you're doing well at. You don't want to sabotage yourself.
True. I think maybe the adage, it seems to me, would be to try to be a little more mindful of what you have, as opposed to trying to always have more, enjoying what you've got now.
Yes.
While you might want to get more, but make sure you're maximizing your enjoyment of present.
The goose that lays the golden egg is a perfect metaphor for that, because the owner of the goose had all these golden eggs that they could sell for money, but they got greedy wanted more, more, more. They wanted a lot of eggs. They thought they could sell all the eggs at once. Well, all they did was kill the goose and there were no more golden eggs.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
You know, we were talking a couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday. I my days run into each other sometimes. We were talking about heuristic and teaching people to do things for themselves, or letting people learn for themselves. What about the adage, teach a man to fish?
That's a good one. Very good.
And basically the whole adage is, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Mm-hmm. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And that really kind of speaks to our modern society. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that they just need to hold out their hand for the government to give them what they need, whether it's medical care or an education or money or food. If we could teach people to do something for themselves, then there's a sense of pride in doing, or for me there is. I mean, I can't stand it when I get ill and I am unable to do the simplest things for myself.
Right.
It's nice to have someone in your household who can do them for you or assist you with them, but it's still, I want to do it my way. I want to do it myself. Those are lessons I'm working on.
Well, you know, I wanted to, talking about adages, the other one that I've always remembered ever since I was a little kid was the early bird catches the worm.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
You know,
well, I was up good. Really early this morning before I went to bed.
Catching worms, huh?
I was catching worms while I was working. I tend to be more of a night owl. And so it's weird. I will get up like most people early and I don't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but I'll get up depending on the situation. I mean, when we go to Okahumka, we both have to get up really early because that's a drive.
Right.
And we're trying to be a little smarter and stick closer to home now, but also, everybody has a different optimal time to work. And for some reason I think it's because yesterday I was telling Curtis that my phone just wouldn't stop ringing. Every time I turned around, somebody was texting me saying, can we Zoom? Or they were just calling me and saying, we need to talk. And I don't mind. I love it. That's my part of what I do is talk to people. Right. But it interrupts my flow when I'm trying to write or edit or even just communicate through email with people that I need to communicate with.
A lot going on.
And now that we've got, as of Wednesday, we will have 5 unique blogs on Be Unique Radio.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of management and time management, people management, a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
It's good. Growth is good.
Well, there is. And you know, that brings me to another adage
that
I've always said ever since I met Be Unique that I thought it was going to be the next big thing. And a lot of people have agreed with me in that idea. And I'm going to say where there's smoke, there's fire.
Ooh.
Because I'd say this busyness and everything, and I'm going through the same growing pains, and you know, I would imagine other folks are too, and the smoke is gathering, and all of a sudden, the flames are going to emerge.
I love it, and just watch out, folks, because it's smoky over here.
Yeah, well, we definitely, you know, there's a lot to be said for better be safe than sorry, but at the same time, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Oh, look at you with all these adages.
Well, I mean, because you can go ahead and have trouble, or you can cry over spilt milk if you want to. You know,
you're on a roll now.
But anyway, well, the one I do want to make sure we hit is I had my first dog ever a while back. I fostered a little dog, and I always heard the term let sleeping dogs lie. And I always thought it was because if you poke at a sleeping dog, they'll get gnarly and mean and stuff.
Yeah.
But in real life, it's because the dog is on duty 24/7, 365, unless he's laying down and I'm on duty with him.
Oh.
And I found if I was quiet and let him rest a little bit, sometimes I'd get a little peace and quiet of my own.
He'd let you rest. Yeah.
Yeah. Worked out pretty good. Let sleeping dogs lie.
I like that. That's a good one to end the show on.
Well,
around my house, we just say, don't touch the cat.
Don't touch the cat.
Don't disturb the cat. Doesn't matter if he's putting, you know, your arm to sleep or, you know, you just don't disturb the cat. And he doesn't do anything if you disturb him, except he might go a little bit.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to disturb. Yeah. Nobody ever wants to disturb the cat.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, how are we doing on time? Because I know that's one of the goals we wanted to do.
Yeah, we're out of it.
Yeah, it looks like we are. Well, I want to say to everybody, we're really happy you chose to take a break with us here today and look forward to hearing from you guys online. You can visit us at beunique.org for details about all of our radio shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Right. Bye, everybody.
See y'all. Bye.